USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Greenland has said it's not for sale, but that didn't stop top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow from adding fuel to the idea that the Trump administration really wants to purchase the world's largest island from Denmark. Speaking with Fox News Sunday, Kudlow, the director of the National Economic Council, said the administration is looking at purchasing Greenland. Kudlow said it's an interesting story. It's developing and we're looking at it. We just don't know. Kudlow noted that years ago, then-President Harry Truman sought to purchase the massive island off the Canadian coast. President Donald Trump's interest in acquiring the 811,000-square-mile island in the North Atlantic was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. Citing sources familiar with the deliberations, the Journal reported Trump has mentioned the idea with varying degrees of seriousness. Trump is scheduled to visit Denmark next month on an unrelated appearance. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is Truck Oil. This is Hunting, Fishing, Camping Way Off the Grid Oil. This is Climbing Mountains in the Rain, Snow, and Mud Oil. This is Hauling the World's Greatest Tailgate Party Halfway Across the Country Oil. This is not Top Down Cruising to the Corner Store for Cupcakes Oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV Oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Doctors and public health experts warn of poor health and rising costs they say will come from sweeping Trump administration changes that would deny green cards to many immigrants who use Medicaid as well as food stamps and other forms of public assistance. Some advocates say they're already seeing the fallout even before the complex 837-page rule takes effect in October. President Donald Trump's administration trumpeted its aggressive approach this week as a way to keep only self-sufficient immigrants in the country. But health experts argue it could force millions of low-income migrants to choose between needed services and their bid to stay legally in the USA. Immigrants who want permanent legal status, commonly called a green card, have long been required to prove they won't be a public charge. The Trump administration announced that it would redefine that term to mean those are more likely than not to receive any public benefits over a certain period. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will now consider other factors, including income, education, and English proficiency. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A zoo in Virginia has been shut down. USA's Wendy King has the story.
More than 100 animals, including water buffalo, tigers, and lions, have been seized from a roadside zoo in Virginia with a history of complaints. The Virginia Attorney General's office said Friday it joined with state and local authorities to carry out seizures to investigate animal cruelty allegations at Wilson's Wild Animal Park in Winchester. A search warrant shows nearly 120 animals were seized. A spokesman for Attorney General Mark Herring said animal control and animal rescue organizations are caring for the animals pending an August 29 court hearing. Federal inspectors have cited the zoo multiple times for violations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Actor and singer Kiefer Sutherland suffered a serious injury that caused him to cancel the remaining three stops on his European tour. Sutherland said in an Instagram post that he slipped on the steps of his tour bus, injuring a rib, making it difficult to breathe and impossible to sing. Sutherland said on social media, "I'm so sorry for any inconvenience that I've caused to the fans who have bought tickets. I'll do everything I can to make it up to you." Sutherland had been on tour in Europe in support of his record Reckless and Me. The singer also took to Twitter, poking a little fun at himself. He said, "Thank you for all your incredible kindness and support. We'll be back on the road before you know it, and I promise I'll be more careful walking downstairs on a moving bus." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.